So we're talking about FEMA camps being set up all across America. And of course, the Democrats, they plan to rig the election. They plan to throw Trump in prison. They plan to cheat and steal. And then once they rig the election again, they will mass arrest conservatives, Christians, gun owners, Trump supporters, anybody online who said anything critical of the administration. They will all be mass arrested and thrown into essentially concentration camps, re-education camps all across America. Now, you might think that if you tell your Democrat friends or family members about this, and if they believe you, that they would be horrified, that they would say, oh my God, we can't do that. That's un-American. That's crazy. But I assure you, that is not the case. Almost all Democrats in America, they wholly support re-education camps and death camps of conservatives. That's how indoctrinated they are. They have been brainwashed and gaslit, you could say, by the establishment media to not just hate Trump with a passion. Of course, they all hate Trump, even though they're just constantly lied to about Trump. But they hate you. They hate conservatism. They hate patriots. They hate America. They want to see America destroyed. They want to see the American people destroyed. This is why they support open borders. They love the fact that America is being overrun. And they support concentration camps, death camps, re-education camps. They support it. And the fact that that exists shows you how close we are to a civil war in America. Because the radical left will stop at nothing to gain power and to destroy their political opponents. You already see the Biden regime jailing political opponents. Everything from Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon and, of course, all the J6 peaceful protesters and everybody else that they can throw behind bars. Look at the raids they did on Roger Stone. It goes on and on. Because it's a criminal cabal. They plan to do that to everybody. Look how they went after Alex Jones. Look what they're doing to Julian Assange. They're going to try to do that to everybody that they can. Every American who is a conservative. So we're talking about, what, easily tens of millions of Americans being targeted by this regime if they can rig this election again. Maybe, let's just guess, 50 million Americans could be rounded up and thrown into death camps all across America. And this is why they need to take the guns. This is why the ATF pushed the arm brace ban, well, the reclassifying all arm brace pistols as SBRs and turning 10 million Americans into felons. Now, fortunately, the Supreme Court just pushed back. Well, in the arm brace case, it was the a federal court in Texas. But the Supreme Court pushed back on the bump stock ban. So the Supreme Court is not going along with the plan of these tyrants at the moment, and that's good news. So the ATF and the Biden regime have not been successful in taking away the guns from the American people, which means that they know that if they try to pull a cultural revolution, a Mao-style, you know, mass extermination of Americans, they're going to meet resistance. But they're prepared for that, to say that anybody who resists is an insurrectionist or a domestic terrorist. And then they'll unleash the full power of the federal government to take those people and throw them into the death camps and slaughter them. And then they'll just claim that all the missing people died because of bird flu. Yeah. And they'll use that to scare the remaining Democrats into going and getting vaccinated. Oh my God, look, so many deaths from bird flu, when there are actually people being, you know, executed on site or taken to the execution camps and then, I don't know, incinerated in portable ovens there, dumped in mass graves, I don't know, have their heads cut off with guillotines. I don't know what the plan is, but it is a mass extermination plan. And they have to have some excuse for why everybody's missing, so they'll say it's bird flu. I mean, we are so close to losing our nation. If we don't pull it back right now, it's lost. And by right now, I mean at the next election. It's so far gone. Tyranny has run amok. open borders, child trafficking, rigged elections, dishonest judiciary. The whole system has broken apart. The schools have become a satanic perversion indoctrination centers, grooming centers for children. You know, the government has become weaponized against the American people in every way possible. There's something going on in Michigan where they're going after these natural food producers. I don't have the full details yet, but we've got a story on Natural News that's covering it. The Michigan food tyrants, the goons, are going after farms and community supported agriculture. Anybody who grows food, anybody who raises animals on a small scale, they're being targeted by the government of Michigan. You know, Whitmer, the whole false flag Governor Whitmer kidnapping scheme that was run by the FBI. Yeah, total false flag operation that Whitmer and the FBI concocted in order to stay in power and exercise a lot of tyranny. So this is what's happening, folks. And it's just spreading all across America. Now, you might say, well, Trump's going to win the election. Well, I agree that he has by far more support, but you're assuming there's even going to be an election. And as I've laid out in this podcast, there are several scenarios where elections don't happen at all. One of those is World War III, where the Biden regime launches nukes or nukes a U.S. city themselves and blames Russia for it. And then says, well, we're in a nuclear war. We can't have elections. So they suspend elections. And anybody who protests against it is just rounded up and thrown into the death camps. Yeah. You think that can't happen in America? Not only can it happen, it probably will happen. And your Democrat friends will fully support it, by the way. They will cheer it. There are plenty of Democrats out there who are all in favor of mass killings of conservatives. Because that's how insane they are. That's how angry they are. And they don't believe in human rights. They kill their own babies, for God's sake. You think they won't kill you? Of course they will. They celebrate abortions. And they would kill Trump if they could, if they could get away with it. And they would cheer it. So there's no question where this is headed. Now, I say we have to call for peace. At the same time, we have to be prepared to defend our communities against the murderers. We have to be ready to defend our families and our property against aggressors. We don't go out and initiate aggression, okay, just to be clear. But we defend ourselves against aggression, against murderers. We defend ourselves using every legal means that we have access to. So be prepared in every way you can. Work with local law enforcement if you can. Get to know your local sheriff if you can. Know your community leaders. Know what's happening. And be prepared because this is going to get super dicey very, very quickly. Have no illusions. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there. Back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.